A Dane County Circuit judge upheld most of the Do Not Call list, but the judge took aim at two parts of it, according to the law's original author, State Senator John Erpenbach.
Well, what it does is you and I would not be able to sue if we were to get a phone call, number one. And then number two, the other change comes along the lines of the fines being lowered. So, you know, if there's a blatant violation of the no call list, they can be fined $100 per violation.
The Do Not Call bill originally included fines of up to $10,000. That was vetoed by then-Governor Scott McCallum. But the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection later reinstated the $10,000 fines. Erpenbach says no company was ever fined that much. Business groups challenged the law, arguing in part that it left them vulnerable to frivolous lawsuits and inappropriate penalties. Still, Erpenbach says he'll ask the legislature to reinstate the highest fines because he says they're the list's main deterrent.
That's the only way to make the really big call houses take the law seriously, because if the fines are $100, some of the large call houses, whether they're in this country or out of the country, you know, kind of maybe view the fines as the cost of doing business, where if it's a $10,000 fine, that gets their attention and they wouldn't violate the law intentionally.
Even with this week's court ruling, Erpenbach says Wisconsin's is one of the nation's most restrictive do-not-call lists. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.